All right, so let me talk to y'all about being a king and a lord. So first, let me just give some definitions. So first, let's start off with king. What is a king? Right? A king is a person who determines how other people and other beings live in a certain geographical area, right? So they have authority to say, the people that live here will do this. The people that live in this area will do that, right? They determine what happens, right? So that's the king. Different from a lord. A lord is someone who actually owns land and determines how life is lived on in that land, right? And it's actually even a little bit stronger than that. It even a lord not only determines like how life is lived in a certain area, but the lord, and when a person is a lord of a land, they get to determine, right? They get to delve out authority to other people to ensure that what God has given to that lord is realized. Now, I'm going to have to take some time to explain that in detail. Don't worry, I will. I want to focus on king first. One thing I want to point out, the difference between king and the lord, is a king doesn't necessarily have to own the land in which he has authority over. He doesn't have to. But yet and still he has authority, right? And I want to point to one passage in, so actually several passages in scripture, but maybe two I want to point out to, where it refers to a king, but the king is not a human being. So in Ezekiel, is it 32 or is it 28? I think it's 28, where it talks about the king of Tyre, right? And it refers to him as the cherub that covers. And we usually use, you take this to be, this is who Satan used to be, right? And we also see in Daniel, is it 10, I believe, or 11, where there's an angel where Daniel's fasting. And as the angel comes and says, you know, as soon as you started fasting and praying, I was dispatched. But I was held up by the king of Persia, right? Now, we don't interpret that to be a physical person when he says the king of Persia, because this angel is a spiritual being, and we first equate, like, why am I held up by the king of Persia, right? This physical being, right? Now, it could be physical, but we're going to get there. Well could be a physical person, not a spiritual person. Like, it could be a human. We're going to get to that, but just give me some time. We're going to get there. All right. So I wanted to just point out King in this context to show you that the concept of a king is comes from heaven. It's not. We think it's an earthly term, but it's actually a heaven term. And we see a earthly interpretation of it. Okay. So I'm saying that to be mindful that while I'm talking about king, you're going to be going back and thinking of the earthly interpretation of what a king is. And you're going to be like, well, what else am I going to look at? But it's think about it. Think about this. We call Jesus the King of Kings. And we say even the Father is the King of Kings. Right? If he's the King of Kings, that means this concept of king was already founded before we had an earthly king. It's already determined. It's already determined. That's important for you to know, is because this is why, one of the reasons why God made you. He made you to be an authority over a region to determine how righteousness will be realized. When God said, I'm going to create man in our image, both male and female, I'm going to create them. He was saying, I'm going to create kings and lords. I'm going to use these people, these human beings, to be the agents in which I realize righteousness on the earth. Now, you have to see that in the first thing you see in Genesis, you see darkness. A lot of people think God started the earth in darkness. Why would a God who only has light start the world in darkness? That's how you, as a human in your death nature, see the world starting out in darkness. God is light. And look at this. He never called the darkness good. And we also know darkness is the absence of light. So the earth, when it was, we see it in Genesis 1:1, we see it in darkness, we see it absent of something. And that absence was a king. The absence was someone who has the authority that determines how people and everything else live in a certain geographical region. Well, what's the geographical region? Dun, 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 dun. Earth. Earth is the region that God has given us to have authority to determine how people and other things operate and live. Now, God is wise. He divided the earth into chunks so that he can take one person and say, I want them to just have authority in this one part of the earth. He takes another one, gives them authority in another part of the earth. All right? To determine how life is lived. And we see one act of being a king by Adam. What's that? He was naming the animals. Now, we, in our Western thinking, because we are so, we're like 7,000 years, 6,000 years in civilization, right? There's certain things about how we live we just take for granted. Let me tell you what things you take for granted. How many you like cinnamon, right? We take for granted someone had to find cinnamon and discover that, oh, cinnamon can be used as a seasoning. And the process that was involved in that discovery, right? We take that for granted. We take it for granted that we had, you know, a lion is a lion. We take that for granted. That name of this beast that has a mane and roars and has a tannish color, it's called the lion. We take it for granted how that beast got that name. Now we see Adam naming animals, but when he named them, he wasn't just saying, hey, lion. No, that's how we got it, because we're so far removed from when the lion came into being and had his first exhibit his characteristics. So, you know, we don't even see the how a lion became to be the way it is. And so what I'm trying to get to is that when Adam was naming things, he wasn't just putting a label on it. He was actually giving its define. He was saying what its defining characteristics are. And I'm over time and I'm going to stop here. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to keep going. Sorry, I'm going to go 15 minutes. So Adam was giving these defining characteristics of what a lion is. So that whatever, so you can give it a label, whatever label you want to call it. You can call it lion, you can call it lick luck or luba luba luba, right? Doesn't matter. It's going to behave a certain way. Its label doesn't matter. Its behavior matters. And it has this consistent behavior, no matter where you put it. All right? That's what Adam was in charge of. And that's one role we see as a king, that you determine how things are going to live. So when Adam was saying a lion is, he's saying, you obese with this mane as such and such, you're going to behave this way, that way, such and such, right? And the lion went and did it. Hear what I'm saying? Adam saw the beast. God made it. Adam gave it defining characteristics. That's what he mean by name. And he gave it a label. I don't know what label he gave it, because remember, Adam didn't speak any language that we know of. Right? Gave it a label. Right? And then it did what Adam said. That's being a king. I'm going to say this to you. God has given you an area on the earth in which you speak to things and people and businesses, and they operate according to what you speak. Now, I'm going to tell you this, though. Your authority grows over time. Your kingdom starts small. It starts with yourself. Then it starts with your family and so on. But for you to be the king that God so desires, you have to first to learn how to rule yourself. No condemnation is the first thing where you don't permit in your rulership of yourself. You don't ever condemn yourself, even if you make a mistake. You go right to the Father, get his forgiveness, keep it moving. All right, you know, in some cases you got his forgiveness. Just tell yourself, you know what? I ain't doing that no more. Move on. Because you are king. A king speaks over all those who are in his dominion, in his area of influence, if you want to say, but the area in which he rules and dictates what happens. So your authority as a king is determined on first your rulership of yourself. Be a king over your own mind, over your own heart. You speak the word of God over you. You don't look at, don't go and examine yourself. Oh, I'm not doing this. Oh, I'm not. No. That's for subjects. You are a king. You declare what you're going to be, how you're going to act. And then heaven backs you up. That's another thing about this kingdomship, right? Kingdomship. About being a king. Heaven backs you up. The goal is not for you to do the work. The goal is for God to use his enlisted workers, the angels, to do the work. Like Jesus said, if my kingdom was of this world, my soldiers would be fighting for me. All right, I'm going to stop there. Be blessed. I'll continue with this another day.